myself to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. Let's try to keep it short yesterday, because yesterday was, again, ridiculous. But as you can tell, I did get the haircut. I feel so much better. Anyway, while I was eating today, I listened to the Duran. And there was a comment made about how Erdogan, the head of Turkey, had a meeting with Putin, the head of Russia, and in the process, one of the conversations was about Turkey entering BRICS, because apparently that's on the table. And the thing that I thought was interesting is because Turkey's a part of NATO, and the question is there a conflict here? And it is that there was the emphasis added that BRICS is simply an economic relationship. It is not a mutual defense or things of that nature, which I found fascinating, because even with that, if they're part of NATO, but they become part of BRICS for the economic benefit, I remember George Bush's line, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. And so it's kind of like, if you're not with NATO, in the sense of complete, you know, if you have economic ties, especially with countries we sanction, there's going to be difficulties. And I really do think Turkey, because there is the suggestion Erdogan wants to kind of re-energize the Ottoman Empire from many years ago, things of that nature. So, It is fascinating, because this is some of the things that will spill over, because we, the West, NATO countries, are pushing our military prowess, whereas BRICS is pushing economic prowess. And people say, okay, you're threatening me with guns, or you're offering me to do economic exchange. I'm going to go with you. I think that was fascinating. I did do some quick look on some of the other stuff in the Nazi stuff that I mentioned yesterday. There's more to look into that. But when I went today, got my hair cut, and then I did see Mike Day. He apparently is 3 weeks ago may have had an incident, potentially a stroke, he said, but that wasn't clear. And we didn't had much of an interaction. He seems to be having trouble. He's 77. And it doesn't seem to be doing well. But at the same time, when I was in there, I've mentioned, you know, you'll see the image today of some of the drawings by John Painter, because the image I show here, the original is right there on the wall. I mean, and if you look at that, the artistry of this man was phenomenal. He died in his 50s. And I saw his wife today. Haven't seen her in years. And we had a pleasant conversation. But it was encouraging conversation. She said she had some difficulties, but seems to have bounced back. Just that photo is a reminder of, because again, that man was talented, remarkably talented. Just one last thing, I want to discuss software, but today, we had a short conversation, and we talked about Romans 5. One of the things, because it relates to this idea, you know, there are the five solas. One is sola fide, or by faith alone. And it's another point worthy of discussion, because Romans 5, ESV, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. One of the things that's worth noting is that we have access by faith. The by faith apparently is a textual variance. So it's questionable whether or not that's that part is there. But that's not the prime issue right now. Especially looking at it in the LSV, verse 1. Having been declared righteous, comma, then, comma, by faith, comma, we have grace, we have peace through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. The comma separation gives a different context. You know, because having been declared righteous, or ESV, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, the implication there is our faith justifies us. And LSV, having been declared righteous, comma. By putting that in that context, it's more consistent with the Lord declares us righteous, not because of us. It's not because we have faith, therefore we've earned something. You know, because again, what do we come to God and say, look, God, I have my faith, therefore I have earned something. No, not at all. Not at all. But so when you look at that, we're justified by faith? No. We were declared righteous. Then by faith, well, then we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. one of the things we're wondering, because again, we're just exploring this, because again, it goes to the whole the sinner thing and whatnot. we are declared righteous, period. Nothing to do with us. The Lord says, I have declared you righteous. Then by faith, you know, again, that's the atonement. So in essence, everyone is declared that, but then it's the relationship aspect. Do you have a part? Again, sinner, to sin, to not have a part of. If you're not a sinner, you have a share, as discussed yesterday, in Christ. So it's then having, then by faith, we have peace towards God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace towards God. In other words, our relationship with God is one of peace, but it's peace toward God. It's not God having peace with us. It's we towards Him. So there is, and again, saying this clearly is maybe not quite there yet, but because we have faith which is a gift of God to us, it's not something we came up on our own. God grants us this wonderful gift of faith. And because of that, we have peace towards God. In other words, it's not God is sitting there, I'm angry with you until you have some faith. No, that's been taken care of. But with us, we're angry with God until we have faith. And now we have peace towards God. So I don't look at God as my enemy or the one I want to dominate or things of that nature. I look at God with a heart of peace because He's granting me my faith, my trust in Him. And I really think this is, you know, so we have been justified. Or we have been declared righteous. That's a done deal. It has nothing to do with faith. But our faith, if the faith is related to the first part of the verse, in other words, the being righteous, declared righteous, that's one thing, which it would be inconsistent with the rest of Scripture. But if our faith is attached to the second part, has granted us that peace, not from God, but toward God, It's interesting. You know, it's having peace with God in the ESV, but peace toward God in the LSV. So that's needs more exploration. But, you know, because the next verse, though, we also have the access by faith into the grace which we have stood and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. If we have access by faith, in other words, our faith earned it, it's, you know, again, and of course the by faith is potentially not there, but if assuming it is there, if we have access by faith, faith was not something we have now faith, therefore we have access. No, God granted us the gift of faith. And that is how we see that access. That's not a clear way to say it. But anyway, this has been fascinating. Because again, this study's been remarkable. But one last thing, I did send my postcard to Jim Cross today. I was handed evidence of tracking by Be Slavery Free and plan on calling them out publicly. Calling them out publicly. Seems, isn't that Galatians 2? Would you simply turn away? And then I mentioned Luke 10, verses 31 and 32. So let me bring that up. This is the Good Samaritan passage. 31. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. 32. So likewise, a Levite then came to that place and saw him and passed by on the other side. In other words, I am part of the religious community. I see a person in need. I'm going to pass by on the other side. Then, of course, but a Samaritan. You know, like, oh, that one right there. Mr. Tumal. You know, because, and I don't know, there's just too many things to research. I need to find somebody else to do the research because I want to do the technology. And I did some, anyway, I want to keep it short. It was a delight to see people today. Concerned about Mike Day's health. I am going to continue to press on. I will address the Be Slavery Free and the mischievousness of what I described yesterday. I have some. I want to get people, anyway, I have work to do. My lady, my wife, I'm not passing by on the other side of the road. Okay, I was trying to think of a good analogy to describe this. If you are a gifted, healthy swimmer, and you're at an Olympic-sized pool, and there is someone in the middle of the pool panicking and probably alone. Do you turn and run? Do you go up by the other side of the street? Or you see that, it's, okay, no time to think. Jump in. Go in to help that person. The issue is, sometimes you make mistakes. You could slip. Whatever. You get in, there may be a rope. You could tangle in the ropes, things of that nature. But you're gifted, usually those kind of things. Well, I have a problem. I can, address that. My goal is to get to that person to help them. Or do you say, well, I can handle this. Why can't they? Forget them. No, I think, especially if you're the adept person, even though there's the possibility you're going to blow it, you jump in. With people who I can protect. I'm making a whole bunch of mistakes. I jumped in. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.